This is BBC Radio 4. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Thursday the 9th of January. There are warnings of gales in Forties, Dogger, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low northeast Fitzroy 988, expected Germany 991 by 1800 Thursday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north or northwest 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. North at Sierra, south at Sierra, cyclonic 3 to 5, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger. North or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later in Forties and Dogger. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, northwest becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. German Bight, Humber. Variable 2 to 4 becoming northwesterly 5 to 7, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover. East backing northwest later 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. White, Portland, Plymouth. Northeast 5 to 7 backing northwest 3 to 5, then southeast 4 to 6 later in Plymouth. Rain or thundery showers, moderate or good. Biscay, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering northwest becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, southwest 3 to 5 becoming variable 2 to 4. Fair, good. Fitzroy, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9 becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, northeast 6 to gale 8 becoming variable 2 to 4, then cyclonic 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Northeast backing northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain. Moderate or good. Irish Sea. North or northwest 3 to 5. Showers, good. Shannon, Rockall. North or northeast 4 to 6, backing southeast 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Shannon. Rain or showers. Moderate or good. Mallin, north or northeast 4 to 6, wintry showers. Good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. North or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in Fair Isle and Faroes, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally very poor. And southeast Iceland, northeasterly backing westerly later 3 to 5, snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. The weather reports now from coastal stations for 2300, beginning with Tyree Automatic, east northeast 2, 30 miles 1002, rising slowly. Stornoway, northwest 4, slight rain, 32 miles 1002, rising more slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 3, heavy snow, 15 miles 997, now falling. Wick Automatic, northwest by west 3, recent precipitation, 12 miles 999, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, west by north 3, 16 miles 1000, rising slowly. Lookers, west by south 2, 35 miles 1001, rising slowly. Boomer, west 3, 19 miles 1000, rising slowly. Bridlington, northwest 2, 1000, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 5, 11 miles 998. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 1 mile 996. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northeast by east 4, 997, now rising. Jersey, east 3, slight drizzle and rain, 1.5 miles, 993, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, Northeast by East 7, 5 miles 995. Silly Automatic, Northeast by East 6, 15 miles 997 rising. Milford Haven, East by South 1, 19 miles 1001 rising slowly. Aberporth, Southeast by East 2, 30 miles 1001 rising slowly. Valley, East by North 2, mist, 4 miles 1001 rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, South 1, recent fog, 1.5 miles, 1002 rising slowly. Valentia, Northeast 1, 19 miles, 1005 rising. Ronaldsway, West Northwest 1, 24 miles, 1002 rising slowly. Malinhead, North Northeast 2, slight snow showers, 1 mile, 1003 rising slowly. And Macrahanish Automatic, Southeast by East 2, 24 miles, 1002, rising slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Wednesday the 8th of January. The general situation: low pressure clears eastwards across northern France. Further north, a cold north to northwesterly airflow continues to bring wintry showers. Winds and showers will gradually ease during the course of Thursday as high pressure encroaches from the west. Another low pressure then approaches from the southwest later on Friday with strengthening winds. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north until later. Sleet or snow showers. Good, occasionally very poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east. Wintry showers in north. Good, occasionally poor in north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Wintry showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6 later. Wintry showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, easterly or northeasterly, backing northerly, then northwesterly later, 4 to 6. Rain or sleet at first and south, then showers. Good, occasionally poor at first and south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, easterly backing northerly 4 to 6, then backing westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later. Rain or sleet, then showers, becoming fair later. Moderate or poor, becoming good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, north or northeast 4 to 6, backing northwest 3 to 5 later. Rain or sleet, then showers. Moderate or poor, becoming good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, but southeasterly 4 to 6 later in far west. Rain or sleet, then showers. Moderate or poor, becoming good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. North or northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Ormhead, including St George's Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northwest 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, perhaps wintry. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Ormhead to the Mull of Galloway. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5. Wintry showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. North or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Wintry showers, fair later. Good, occasionally moderate or poor. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northwest 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north 4 to 6. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Sleet or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And finally, Shetland Isles. North 6 to Gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. That completes the shipping bulletin and brings us to the close of play for another day. Primed and raring to go are our colleagues from the BBC World Service. They'll be taking over this frequency in just a moment. First up, it's Business Matters, beginning with the latest news summary. Radio 4 returns at 20 past 5 in the morning, when we'll be in the company of my colleague Jane Steele for News Briefing. Thank you for being with us tonight here on Radio 4. From me, Ron Brown, John Hammond with tonight's news, and everyone at Broadcasting House in London, a very restful night. Good night.
It's 1 o'clock GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today we're live in the United States and Hong Kong. As Los Angeles burns, the fierce winds fanning deadly and destructive wildfires are hampering the efforts of the emergency services.
The winds do prevent our rotary wing aircraft from being able to fly and conduct water drops, which is what makes it extremely difficult for us to contain the fire, because this type of wind-driven fire, we just can't stop on the ground alone.
We will look at the insurance challenges many people in the city are now facing, and we'll bring you reaction from Panama to Donald Trump's plans to take over their canal.
In Panama, we are very proud of the way that the canal has been managed in the last 25 years. And we don't see any of the threats that he perceives.
That's all coming up on Business Matters.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Five people have now been killed in the wildfires tearing through parts of Los Angeles, forcing more than 100,000 people from their homes. Officials have warned of potential looting, with many affluent areas abandoned. The Pasadena Chief of Police, Gene Harris, said his forces would now focus on preventing crime.
As I said, it started out as an evacuation and rescue mission. It is now going to transition for law enforcement into a protection and community safety mission. We will have numerous folks in and around the area, upwards of 150 officers at any one time, in and around the city, handling all of our regular patrol efforts, but certainly focusing on making sure that the homes and the property around the burn area is secure.
Israel's military says it has retrieved the body of an Israeli hostage seized by Hamas during its attack 15 months ago. Troops recovered the remains of Yusuf al-Ziyadna from an underground tunnel in the Rafah area of southern Gaza. Jonah Fisher is in Jerusalem.
Near the body was what the IDF is calling findings, which give them serious concern for the life of Yusuf's son Hamza. Both men were taken hostage during the Hamas attack of October the 7th, 2023. The hostages' families forum said the time and conditions are now ripe for the return of all the hostages, the living for rehabilitation and the deceased for proper burial.
Officials in Chad say calm has been restored in the capital N'Djamena after heavy gunfire was heard near the presidential palace. Residents say armed men tried to attack the complex. Sources close to the government blamed terrorist elements and said they had been neutralised. Chris Awokor reports.
The bursts of gunfire heard near the presidential compound and